I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman, and this is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. Today, the ukulele.
Okay, David, listen to this.
Ukulele, small and fearful. Ukulele, brave and peaceful. You can play.
This is rocker Amanda Palmer performing a song that could be very inspiring to people who are new to the ukulele.
And there are lots of new ukulele players. They're getting together to play, too, all over the country. Daniel Wanchura dropped by a uke jam session in Sheboygan.
If you're like me, when you hear a ukulele, you're immediately transported to an island with white sand beaches, tropical waters, and maybe a warm, salty breeze blowing through palm trees overhead. That's where Sam King was, anyway, when he came up with the idea to form a ukulele society. During the spring of 2013, he and his wife, Christine, were vacationing in the Florida Keys. They were on a walk in Key West when his wife spotted a poster hanging on a telephone pole. It was an advertisement for the Green Parrot Bard Ukulele Society.
We get to the Green Parrot right before it starts, and everybody on the whole block had a ukulele. The windows are wide open. There's people on the sidewalk sitting on benches. And when we got inside the building, there was at least 100 people playing ukuleles. And it sounded great. That kind of inspired me to start a ukulele group.
Sam had played the uke off and on since childhood. But that night, he was inspired to bring a little slice of Key West back home to Michigan and start a ukulele society of his own. Problem was, he just wasn't sure how or where to start. After a year passed, his wife suggested he start an online crowdfunding campaign. His message was simple.
Basically, it said, I'm starting a ukulele society at the library, and I would like to purchase 20 ukuleles for people to not only use during the group, but to actually borrow from the library to check out, just like a book or anything else.
In 1 month, Sam's Uke Society campaign raised $1,500. It's just past 7 on a Tuesday night at the Sheboygan Area Public Library. 17 people of all ages find their way downstairs for the third meeting of the Sheboygan Ukulele Society.
We'll play it nice and slow first. One.
The society has 20 ukes to their name, which patrons can borrow from the library, just like you would a book. Some in the group have prior ukulele experience, others don't. But every time they meet, they try to learn a new chord and a new song.
Here we go. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour,
Joyce Krawczak and her husband Dennis are attending the Ukulele Society meetings together. She proudly points to some newly formed calluses on her fingers. Joyce says the key to enjoying the uke is to always have it accessible.
Yeah, we leave it out is the secret. You can't put it away. So like in the morning, he'll play a little song on the ukulele and I to wake me up for work. And then we're making dinner and one of us will play practice, a little song. And he'll go, hey, do you know you can do this? And so you can't put it away. You have to leave it out because it's addicting.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Wanchura.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
We learned a lot about the ukulele this week, including how to pronounce it Hawaiian style. Now, according to Roy Sakuma, who's been teaching the instrument for more than 50 years, so he should know, it's pronounced ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, we both have to work on that. So when I called him at his shop in Hawaii, I figured we were going to have this fun little chat about a fun little instrument, but it turned out to be a lot more profound than I thought.
You hold the ukulele just like how you would hold a baby, very lightly and comfortable in your arms, right next to your heart. I mean, what better way to play an instrument when you're holding something close to your heart and you're expressing your heart, the music from your heart. One lady wrote to me, she said she just went next to her bedside from her grandmother who no longer could move. She was on her, she was slipping away, and she started singing to her and strumming the ukulele. If you have heard the ukulele, you know, the simple chords when you strum, it has such a beautiful, soft, healing sound. It really does when you listen to it. And with that sound accompanied by her granddaughter singing, it brought her back to life where her eyes opened up. She started tearing. She started singing along with the granddaughter. And in the visits to follow, she started sitting up in bed and dancing with her hands. You'd have to see it. If you came to Hawaii and witnessed and just watched how I've worked with kids who are Down syndrome, who've worked with kids who are born without an arm, and yet they can still play the ukulele. What would make them want to play despite their handicaps? And I believe there's something about the sound that attracts them. It's incredible. Stories of people with mental challenges that have helped them through their struggles in life.
He really has a point there. Now, playing the ukulele seems to just make people happy. Now, David, you issued me a challenge.
Sort of. Just a challenge to play a song that you don't normally associate with the uke, you know, something a little darker. Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Great, because you want to challenge not just me, but the happy powers of the ukulele.
That's right.
Right, okay, fine. Well, then this is for you and for Roy and for Amanda Palmer. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid. And contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, yeah.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler produced the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm David Castleman. She's Kay Patello.
Yeah.
See you next week.